Good morning. 7:45 in the morning. Oh, I'm gonna get my butt moving here. May 2nd, I'm going to get my eyes checked. I say that because I'm walking past the clinic where I get my eyes worked on. It's actually on the corner where I start recording every day. And I always remember that I need to make an appointment when I walk by, but usually it's at a time of the day when calling to make an appointment isn't actually possible. So, yeah, today I get my eyes checked. Normally that's kind of like a, okay, fine, what? But I don't know if I've... The reality is, I've got some vision problems, and I suspect that cataract surgery is probably in my future. I don't know if it's going to happen before Balticon or after Balticon, or even if, where it is in terms of that. But the truth of the matter is that my right eye is pretty much occluded. I don't see too much out of my right eye anymore. It's an interesting phenomenon. It's sort of like having a dirty lens on the right side of my glasses. It's no matter how well I clean the right side, the blur is still there. The smudge is still there. So, yeah, I'm assuming, since they did mention that I had the beginnings of cataract seeds, that seeds have sprouted, and I'm probably going to have that dealt with. Not something I'm looking forward to, but the other side of it is, if I don't get it dealt with, I'm not going to be driving very much longer. The daylight driving is fine. It's like while looking through blurry glasses. And while blurry glasses make it a little bit difficult to read road signs, just make it difficult to see things in the road. So I need to get it dealt with, but it's not anything that serious at the moment. So today is Wednesday the 2nd. 3 weeks from tomorrow, I'll be flying to Balticon. Which means 3 weeks. Which means today... Oh, good morning. What a surprise, a yappy dog. So that means today, all of those well-intentioned... Gee, I really ought to get some airline tickets at moments that I've had in the last couple of weeks. I really need to do that today, because tomorrow will be 21 days, and the rates usually go up if you fall within that umbrella time frame. So I really need to get those tickets. Luckily, I don't have any particular time that I need to be there, because I'm going to fly in on Thursday and fly out on Tuesday. If I could get an early flight on Monday, but no, that's not going to happen. The problem is that west to east flights tend to arrive too late in the day, and I need to be there in time to get signed in and get to my first session, which I think is 5 o'clock on Friday. Now, flying in at the last minute and hoping that I'm going to make it ahead of my presentation slot, that's never a good idea. So I will be flying on Thursday. I'm assuming I can get a room. I know I can get a room. It's either there or the embassy across the street. That'll be fine. Anyway, I got to do some stuff today. In other news, speaking of stuff to do, I saw the cover art for Doubleshare last night, and there's one small little problem with it. Those of you who are familiar with the barbell design and the fact that the way that the can works in the barbell is to actually become part of the ship. It provides structural integrity so that the ship can't actually get underway if it doesn't have a can. And Michael drew the ship without a can. Now, I can't really fault him because they asked me for graphics, and I sent them the link to the page that had the ship on it. And I also sent them, I think I also sent them the layout for the ship itself. And I thought I sent the can as well. So if I only sent the ship layout and they didn't actually look at the page where the ship layout and can is demonstrated, then I can see where that would have happened. Now, luckily, this should be a relatively straightforward fix. Putting a can on shouldn't be that big a deal. And he's already got the shapes. He's already got the perspective. It's only a question of throwing in a couple of planes and giving it a texture. And he'll have it pretty much down. Minor shading and a little bit of dress-up should make it look fine. In fact, if it looks a little plastic, that's all to the good. So the cover's there. Blurb had a hiccup in the back cover, but the cover's there. Final draft is done. I've seen the internal layout of the book. So at this point, it's just a question of, I'm not sure if they're going to issue the cover as it is and then get together at BossCon and try to come up with something to fill in the hole, or if the additional information I provided them last night will be enough for them to put the cover up and kick it today. So we'll see. I don't know. I'm waiting to find out. I do know that we're going to almost immediately start our captain share. So I don't know how far along that process will be, but that's the other big thing on my plate today, is to get captain share in shape and off to Bryden. I've actually done some work on it already, so it shouldn't take too terribly long. Like maybe today. And I got to get that done before I deal with the end of the week, which is the last day they can submit work for the class. And they need to... I sent them a reminder this morning. I'm still getting emails about the paper. The paper was due like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and in draft. And I'm still getting questions about the paper. The problem with that is that people need to do a presentation. The presentation can easily take a week or more. And they've only got 3 days left. The presentation's due Saturday. So I'm anticipating a lot of really crappy presentations. It's probably unfair, but I'm very leery about this idea that people who are still fuddling about with details on the paper are going to miss major points by screwing up on the project. It's not necessarily the most savvy group I don't think I've ever had. Although, I have to say that all teachers, all of the classes that I've ever taught, have had the same problem. And that's that they will argue for 2 hours over 3 points and let 50 points slide by because they ignored the task. And this is the part that just, it's like, you spend half the time focused on what needs to get done rather than arguing about the grade I gave you for the thing that you've got done. You'd actually have a passing grade. Now, I don't flunk very many people. Quite frankly, I flunk almost no one. The only people I flunk are people who have not done the work or who have passed in, obviously, plagiarized work. And those are the only people I flunk. Do the work. Do it even half-assed. give me a lick and a promise, and you'll pass. I don't know what it is about some people. They'll argue about a point that gets lost in rounding. They'll argue about, all right, I need to get two more points on this 10-point assignment. No, really you don't. Really, you don't. Take the lesson. It's not as good as it could be. Too short. Grammar sucks. Learn how to write. Little details like that make a big difference when it comes to media production, when it comes to education, when it comes to trying to get a message to people. Interesting challenges there. So some interesting ideas, speaking of interesting, some interesting ideas about which episodes to call from for the Parsec Award submission. I'm pretty sure I only get like 10 minutes. I still haven't looked that up. I spent all day yesterday messing about with that document and artwork and stuff. I really didn't get much done with that yesterday. I need to spend a little time thinking about it today. I also need to get Captain Share opened up in my word processor so it's available. I loaded it on my netbook last night, and of course, the netbook, as soon as I fired it up, it said, oh, well, we've got all these security updates that have to happen. So, for crying out loud, I really need to open that machine more frequently. It took 40 minutes to do the updates. It was a lot of them. But it's only because I haven't updated in a month. So I really need to get in it once a week or so and make sure I keep it up to date. Good morning. So I'm going to get Captain Share moving. Once I do, I think it'll move along pretty well. I'm not going to make any kind of formatting changes in it. I think it'll work by itself. It's going to be a long one, though. I know it's at least 20% longer than Double Share, which was at least, I would say, 20% longer than, well, it was at least 20% longer. It might be even 30% longer than Quarter Share. Lovely morning. It was really quite chilly. It was 55 degrees, something like that, when I left this morning. So I did put on my parka. I'm glad I did. That first bit would have been quite nippy if I had. Stories. About stories. I'm not saying much, am I? Well, some days I like that. I'm really looking forward to getting home and getting my breakfast, although I suspect I'm going to have just about enough time to get home and get this thing uploaded, at least off my phone, before I have to get in the car and take younger dogs to school. Luckily, that's only going to be for another, till the end of the month, actually. I think May 23rd, I get out of school. Should be a joyous occasion as we wrestle with them to get their final work turned in. Elder daughter has a math test. She did surprisingly well on her ACTs. I say surprisingly because she complained bitterly about having to do it and how miserable it was and how poorly she did. Turns out she did actually quite well. So now, if her grade point average is only up a little higher, she might actually make it into college. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to happen. She could do it. It's only just below where it needs to be. So one good semester, one good year, her senior year. She did good on her senior year. Did well in her senior year. We're going to have to get her into driver's ed. The problem is becoming quite apparent. As much as I would like to not deal with her and driving, the reality is that she's getting to the point where she needs to have her driver's license only for identification. So, yeah. That could come this year. Probably needs to come this year sometime because she's going to be 18 next year. And we know what that means. May 2nd, full summer. Doesn't seem possible, but everything is green, all the trees have leaves. Even the yellow willows have filled in the last few days. Mountain ashes have a little bit of yellow leaf left. They'll be turning deeper green here in the next week, I suspect. The lilacs on my fence have all gone by. The daylilies have already started to blossom. Well, they started to put up shoots. I don't know if they've blossomed yet. Anyway, I made it around again one more day. And that's back gate. And tomorrow's another day, as always. I'll talk to you then.